Doctors who've long been reluctant about hormone replacement therapy, or HRT, for use by menopausal women may now be reassessing because of a new study. 10 years ago, a major study called the Women's Health Initiative concluded that the risks of HRT, such as breast cancer, outweighed the benefits. The findings then led to a drop in the use of HRT. But today, a revision of that report is out. Dr. Joanne Manson of Boston, a co-author of the update, joins us now. Good morning, Dr. Manson, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
It's great to be here.
Doctor, the data in the Women's Health Initiative were based on women a dozen years past menopause, but the hope was that it would apply to younger women as well. What was the central flaw of the message that people took from the study 10 years ago?
Well, the goal of the Women's Health Initiative was to see if some of the favorable findings in younger women that were found in observational studies that were not randomized trials could be applied to women who were 10, 15, 20 or more years past the menopause, whether hormone therapy could prevent their risk of heart disease and lower their mortality rates. And it turned out that the findings from the earlier studies were not generalizable, were not applicable to older women. Unfortunately, what ended up happening was that the findings were interpreted by many as meaning that even the younger women who were healthy and had symptoms of menopause and were asking for treatment were no longer candidates for hormone therapy.
So does that mean there's a sort of lost generation of women who might have benefited from hormone replacement therapy but were scared off?
I think many women were scared off by the message, and many clinicians were confused by the findings and didn't know whether the results, which were driven largely by the clinical events in older women, women 15, 20 or more years past menopause, did also apply to their younger, recently menopausal patients. And as a result, many younger women did avoid taking hormone therapy despite significant symptoms.
All right, so if the balance is now tipped toward, or somewhat tipped toward, using hormone therapy, what's happened? Have we learned more about the potential benefits?
The evidence really has evolved tremendously over the past decade. We've continued to follow the women in the study. We now have several years of findings after stopping hormone therapy. We've looked at many of the clinical characteristics of the women, their age, time since menopause, their underlying risk factors for heart disease, breast cancer, to see how these factors influence their health outcomes on hormone therapy. And we have a much clearer and deeper understanding of which women are good candidates for hormone therapy and which women should avoid hormone therapy.
All right, so now, as I understand it, with this study in the Journal of the International Menopause Society, experts are calling for the rational use of hormone therapy starting near menopause. What's that mean?
The findings show clearly that women who are within 10 years of the onset of menopause and don't have major risk factors for cardiovascular disease have good outcomes on hormone therapy. There are still risks from hormones, and it's very important that women be told about both the benefits and the risks, and they make a decision, a personalized decision, an individualized decision with their healthcare providers. Some women will do very well. It's very important to understand whether a woman is having symptoms, whether she's having hot flashes, night sweats that are interfering with sleep and impairing her quality of life. Then it's important to understand whether she has clear risk factors for having an adverse outcome on hormone therapy. In the presence of symptoms and in the absence of such risk factors, most women under those conditions would be appropriate candidates for hormone therapy, at least short term.
Dr. Manson, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks very much. Good talking to you.
Dr. Joanne Manson is co-author of the revised Women's Health Initiative study on hormone replacement therapy. She's chief of the Division of Preventive Medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital and is a professor at the Harvard Medical School.